The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I've been telling you all morning about the situation in Washington, D.C., where a police officer was shot at the Capitol Visitor Center complex. Harley.
I can give you some good news now.
Yep.
We just in the last few minutes heard from the Capitol Police Chief, who said, as it turns out, no officer was wounded. The man who pulled the gun was shot. He was wounded and arrested. And fortunately, that's the way that went down. There was one female tourist who may have been had some minor injury as well. Don't know exactly what that injury was. Everything was on lockdown, though. It's a terrible time for somebody to pull a gun at the Capitol Visitor Center just a week and change after Brussels.
Yeah.
Everything is very, very tight. This is one of the busiest weeks in Washington, D.C. I mean, the cherry blossoms are in full bloom this week.
Yeah.
I mean, thousands of people there.
Anything, any suggestion that the bloke might have had terrorist inclinations? Or?
No terrorism, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, they know this guy. He's sort of a wild card. He's been there. He's a self.
He apparently arrived at the metal detector with a gun.
Well, he didn't get beyond that. That's where, essentially, he got to that first ring where the metal detectors are.
Yeah.
And then he pulled the gun out, and boom, they shot him. So that's essentially what happened. From what we can tell, he didn't point. He pointed it at them, but he didn't shoot anybody, and evidently may not have even gotten a round off.
Good.
Which is good. Of course, it means they did a good job. But he was in the Capitol just a few months ago, complaining, calling himself a prophet of God, and screaming at the top of his lungs.
Yeah,
and they
carted
him out of there. So he's no terrorist.
Yeah, no. In the light of Brussels, I suppose all these things create a sense of alarm. But that's a good story, Harley. Now, what's this business about your medicine?
Yeah, the government wants to keep track of the pain pills that we take and the doctors prescribe. It says it needs to do that to fight the opioid painkiller problem and the heroin scourge. So the administration wants to require doctors to log any prescriptions for painkillers or other abusable drugs to a pill-tracking federal database.
Oh, God.
The government's lust for information has no end,
dear,
whatsoever.
Get out of our lives.
Please.
Give us some money back and stop spending money you haven't got. Love is the pits, Harley. Love is in the air.
Yeah, love's the pits, and it's a good thing. when you're in love with someone, you are in part in love with the way they smell. And to that end, there's an art project in New York that has become a matchmaking service. They call themselves Smell Dating, matching potential sweethearts who breathe in the aroma of a potential lover's T-shirt. They say this idea of sniffing out the perfect match really works. I think
Harley,
I'd rather be surprised.
Are we on air? Harley, are we on air, please? Are we on air? Oh,
I mean,
so basically you're saying
better...
love is a function of armpit sniffing.
It's a function of enjoying the aroma of the other person, and I guess that's a very fragrant place to find out how they smell.
Sure. I guess the corollary is true, isn't it? If the armpit has a bit of a nose to it, you would be deterred from love. All right, Harley, on that very, very aromatic note, we'll end. Harley in the United States of America.